Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Yeah, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Wow, that was like such a warm-up here, getting ready for Kim to join us. Kim Stanwood, Terranova, joining us here today. You know, I've thought about a few things, and one of them, I'll just say this, Benny, to you. Hi, Benny. Today is, don't forget what it is today, right?
There's a bunch of things that happened today. Which one are you thinking about?
It's like the World Earth Day thing, right?
That's one of them, yes.
Yes. And the Earth is very happy today.
Mm.
The Earth is thinking, wow, I don't have 6 million cars running on my highways today.
She's probably taking a big sigh of relief.
It's like,
big breath.
Breathe.
Big breath, yep.
Big breath right there. Yep, yep.
She's needed it. She's had it coming.
Got it coming. It's like Mama Earth is saying,
right.
Yahoo people.
Right.
You people. And, you know, it's also the day where, as we shared with Dr. Dane previously, is that some days we don't think that we are the players in our own game of life. And believe me, I know how hard this is for a lot of folks. I really do. I've already lost two people to this within the small place that we live in here. People that, you know, are my buddies from where we play ping pong. I know that things will change in days to come, but it's like we shared in the last show. You know, there is this place that we could meet each other. You know, there is that field out there, that place where we can meet each other. And we can meet each other in various ways. But when we think of how to get there, we have to think about what Kim wrote about. We have to think about intention, but what is behind intention that works for some and doesn't work for others? Is it outside forces? Or maybe there is a technology to this. Well, today that's what we're gonna talk about, the technology of intention, activating the power of the universe within you. And the reason I say this is because there are things that each of us could take in any day of our life, things we can do in every day of our life that contribute to what our experience of life is going to be. But what is it that we may not know? And what you're going to find from Kim is beyond, you know, what she does in the world and how she is out there in the world and what she's done in this incredible book, you're going to find out, you know, how this divine space of technology, right? How being a spokesperson for truth, how taking a commitment out in the world has led her to write about something that is so needed in the world today and that everybody could use. Because there may be a day today where you're thinking, I don't have any power. I don't know if there's a power of the universe that can help me. We're going to help you turn that around. Kim, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so honored. I'm so honored and enjoy to be with you today of all days, Earth Day.
Earth Day.
It's a perfect day to be together. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you bet. I'm so glad you could do it. Look, I think behind every author, behind every thought leader, behind every person with a message, there's a story. And, you know, if people go to your website and they look at what is there with this statement, my intention is to empower you to remember who you are, a powerful creative being. If they read that, this is the message for a time. But the question I have for you, I don't think you got here without stepping in a few potholes. So I want to know, what are the challenges and obstacles you had to overcome to get you right here to this very moment?
There's so many. It would have taken, I think in one of the chapters I say, if I speak on all of them, I'd be writing Gone with the Wind.
And yes, I remember.
And I believe that it's so important for us to remember that each and every one of us, there's no one on this planet that doesn't have our own bumps to get through to be part of our growing edge. So as I share mine, I'm aware of, we all have them. Ours just look, they may have different titles to them, different names. So as I said, there are so many. My most recent one is the one I'm going to point to. How's that, Dr. Pat? Because the most recent one is tangible. And I find it so interesting and really in alignment with the power of this book, is that in the midst of writing this, in the midst of completing this book, which was an intention many years ago, I experienced being part of the Southern California fires a year and a half ago. So in one night after I finished with clients and I opened the door of my office to say goodbye to a client. And when you live in the Malibu Mountains long enough, you know certain signs to watch out for. And mine was the smell. I smelled fire immediately and thought, oh, I smell it. Okay, it's close, but I don't see anything. Called the fire department and he said, you know what to do. It is quite a ways away, but you do know what to do. So I prepared for leaving the essentials. There's always the pack of papers that I always know I have, and knew that it was far away. And in the middle of the night, all that changed. The wind was roaring and came rushing through and took my home, my retreat center, my office, the entire place within one night. So to know that everything physical is gone in moments was definitely a challenge that I never saw coming, and either did anyone else in California who experienced this. So that one element right there, I was so grateful to know I had a pocket of tools, that this teaching of technology, of intention, was going to pull me through this, because I'd been cultivating my spiritual technology for years. So when we hit situations in life that are life-changing moments, when we have had a practice in place, we move through them with more grace and strength. Doesn't mean I didn't have moments that I was on my knees in tears, wondering, what is the next step here?
Yeah.
So, but I had the tools to still use. So when I was able to dry my tears, when I was able to stand up and think, I need clothes, I need food, my children need clothes, where are we going? Once I was able to get past that, the answers were coming. But the technology of the spiritual strength within was the guiding force to get me through. So that's a piece of the journey. And there's many other stories that had those potholes, but that one was most recent, and I'm still in the midst of it and as gracefully as I can moving through it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what though, it is that story that people can point to. And it is that story that is so powerful, because what it does is, for a lot of people, a lot of times I get asked, you know, why didn't you share the story about how sick you were, Pat? And you know, the only thing I could say to them is, that's not why I did the show. My show is about possibilities. The other thing I didn't share is, I have had a go-to book at the time, and don't even know how I came across this book. Like, I don't know, it had to be 2003 or something, but I don't know if you can see it.
Yes.
Can you see the cover?
Yes, I can see the cover.
This little book is my go-to book. And I'll tell you that there have been times in my pain where, without knowing what we're about to talk about that you put in your book, right? without knowing this, I would sit down and I would read the entire book at a sitting, and I would outwardly say the prayer is in the book. Now, why am I sharing that? Because you know, and you've written about it, Kim, is there is a technology to this.
Absolutely.
And I want to ask you, in writing this book, what was your greatest aha? Because I think writing a book is amazing, but I think how we change from writing the book is the real depth of the story, isn't it?
That's such a great question. There were so many ahas. The greatest aha, hold on. It was actualizing the possibility that spirit inspired within me years ago. To see it materialize before me was answered prayer repeatedly. So to know that the aha, and I started to answer this at the beginning and I didn't complete it, so I'm so glad you asked this question.
Sure.
Spirit knew, when I set the intention years ago that this book was to be written and into the world and did not know how, and then to realize that it was completed in the time after the fire, when I moved 6 times in 1 year, when I had no place to sleep, no place to go, no clothes to wear, this book was finished. That to me is the aha, is spirit knew, yes, there's a circumstance and it's called a fire and everything's gone. But this intention was set years before that, moments before that, when an intention is set with such clarity, there is no stopping it. So the aha was how beautiful that during this time that could seem like one of the hardest times in my life, this is completed and lifted out into the world. So it was such a deeper acceptance of what the book is about, that the power of intention is always propelling forward. It's always in motion. It's always being creative. So the intention moves forward despite the circumstances. So the circumstances we're in the world right now, when we have intentions, they can move through. They're not contained by the circumstance. They're in consciousness. Our intentions are forward in consciousness.
I was reading from your book, and one of the things I outlined to talk with you about, and I want to talk about it when we come back from break, is there's several things in the book that I want to talk about, but one of them is this sentence where it says, the activation point is us, and the universe is awaiting our consistent practice to honor all we have within our DNA and create from that connection. So I love this. So the universe is awaiting our consistent practice
to
honor all we have within. That's what I want to talk about when we come back, because see, that is a technological formula in ourselves. And if we are missing any one part of that formula, if we are missing if we're missing that, we need to make an adjustment.
Yes.
This book, everybody, we are talking about this. We're also taking your questions. If there's something you want us to help you with today, to set an intention, to maybe put something in way of a treatment action for you, to really bring in the power of the universe today, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. If you have a question for us, give us a call. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that place. Are we ready to honor it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least 3 things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you, Benny. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Yeah, I mean, we are talking about living in the world of possibilities today. You know, you just heard us talk with Dr. Dane, and now you're hearing another story. And, you know, these are stories where we're talking with the author of The Technology of Intention. The book is out now.
Today.
Kim Stanwood Terranova joining me here today, and she's going to finish the story too. But before we do that, like, what is the best way for people to find out about you, but also to get a copy of the book?
Beautiful. Today you could go right on Amazon and order your book. They're shipping this day. It's very exciting. And we've already hit number one bestseller on Amazon. We're very excited. And we are also, you can also go to my website, kimstanwoodterranova.com. and find lots of information there, and follow me on Instagram at Kim Stanwood. Would love for you to follow me.
And you're going to give us an update, because there's always a part two, a part three, a part four to a story. But I want to get into it. I'm going to weave this together, if you would.
Yes.
The book is called The Technology of Intention. And I am so glad when this came across my desk, I said to Linda, finally, because my experience with intention is very methodical, right? And very almost Einstein-like formula. And, you know, what I mean by that is, do X, say X, it will equal Y. But in your book, and the way you describe it, right, it's not just about that from a formula perspective, but you really focus on the individual me.
Absolutely.
Listening. You're like, out of the gate in the book, the power's within you. Out of the gate. So people, when they see a title like this, The Technology of Intention, start with the power is within you. May seem a bit shocking. And I wanted to ask you about this, because if you write a book like this, Kim, this kind of book has got to have changed you as well. Did you get a lesson from your own writing journey here?
Oh, did I get so many lessons? Got so many lessons. The lesson of receptivity has really been up for me lately, and especially due to the fire. And with the book, to be receptive to support of others when I needed a place to write, when I wanted to complete this and was feeling there was blocks, that I have a team of angels that are right there giving me extra support, like, keep going, keep going. So my ability and willingness to open up a bigger door of receiving, which is chapter 11 in there, is like when we can really receive and know that we can be lifted by the energetic field of love. That was a beautiful lesson to go deeper on. I've thought I was a good receiver before, but the fire taught me to be a better receiver, as well as finishing this book, is to also receive support after and accept beautiful invitations like yours, is to be right here and speak about it. There's lessons of we must be in balance in our giving and receiving. And I could be a big giver at times, and I get to lean back and say, thank you, universe. I shall receive as well.
I mean, look at, you know, that idea of giving and receiving is about as old as the times we can go back and talk about spiritual awakenings, epiphanies, spiritual practice, whatever people believe in. That idea of exchange is the foundation and essence, I think, of us in humanity. Now, how we go about that is what either causes, you know, incongruence or congruence or alignment. You know, it is in that exchange, whether it be exchange of things, exchange of energy, exchange of words, exchange, you name it.
Absolutely.
That is an important essential of life.
Yes.
But in your book, you talk about how important it is to come out of the gate with remembering that I am power. And what the big I is really about. Tell us about that from your perspective, and how is practicing what you've written about showing up in your life now?
Practice is everything.
Yeah.
Practice is everything. It's that the big I of intention is when we are willing to practice our intentions, our lives change. It's scientists are right along with it. We're all right there agreeing that there's always been this energetic flow of, you know, there's a give and a receive, a cause and effect, and where are we in it and where are we participating? So if we sit back and pretend we're not engaging or do not engage with the universal flow, we could stay stuck. When we remember that the power resides within each and every one of us, meaning the second we look outside at something else to fulfill us, we're leading ourselves down a path of disappointment. Because when we come back here to remember, wait, I get to cultivate this technology, which is the inner strength of my soul. So whatever path that is for individuals, where they call it their practice to do with spirituality, their self-empowerment, something to wake up to the inner possibilities. We have been taught that as long as time as well, is that it resides right here in our very breath. And we don't need to keep looking outside, looking for others to fix our lives. We get to activate that place within us that can engage others to assist us on our path. But to look for others to do it for us is going to lead us to disappointment forever. So that the practice, I always say, you know, powerful athletes don't have any hesitation on practice. Athletes that are really, that is what is so important to them, they just know they get up and practice. And I believe we practice in our life, we practice until our life becomes our practice, so that it's an automatic, that we just pick it up to know, am I in this situation? I need to practice a tool of prayer. Over here, I need intention. Over here, I need to sit and meditate. And each of us can have our own individual practices. You know, I speak in the book, there's a client of mine who his meditation, he's a surfer, is on the ocean on his board. He's meditating, but that's his practice. Others need to be in a chair in quiet meditation. But what we build in our practices changes our lives.
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you about this too, because many people are confused. And I was just on a meeting really early this morning. And there was a conversation in the meeting about the word expectation and expectations. And I think expectations is one of the most misunderstood and misused words floating around. But you go through and give a brilliant description of the difference between intention and expectation. And I think it's really important, because if we don't understand the energy of the difference, then it's the energy that's going to help us make the right choice in this
Correct.
Case.
Correct. We could get caught in expectation unknowingly. To really look at the difference between expectation and intention, we have to stay awake. Because when people say, but Kim, I don't think I'm an expectation, but I'm upset because this certain thing didn't happen at my work, or my mate didn't do this certain thing, and that would have made me happy if they did. The second they say that, I go, you just got yourself caught in expectation. So there, I like to be really clear that there are expectations that are beautiful expectations of that are not what I'm referring to. So my difference in how I refer to this is an expectation that is outside of ourselves, that we expect anything outside of ourselves to happen in a certain manner to fulfill us, is an expectation that's going to lead us to disappointment.
And here's what I want to talk about when we come back from break.
Okay.
I want to talk about this point in the book where you talk about living a life of intention keeps out expectation.
Absolutely.
See, I love that, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because if you're living in the world of possibilities,
yes,
you're not living in the world of probability. You're not throwing the dice, you know, with the probability of something that, according to statistics, may or may not happen.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, I want to talk to you about what this looks like, what it feels like, because if folks can get a sense living in intention, and how it literally obliterates expectation, then we don't even have to really consciously expect, right?
Mm-hmm. We can
Let's
just
take a short break and come back. Kim's going to tell us about that and much more. For those of you, anybody got a question, 1-800-930-2819. And how does intention and expectation play out in the middle of what we're going through now? How does that play out? And how can it play out to your advantage? Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I know, I love this music.
That's Benny.
Well, it's not me personally. That would that'd be Florence Florence and the Machine, Cosmic Love, if you're interested.
Oh my God, don't you love Florence and the Machine? Mm-hmm. What is Florence doing right now?
Probably sheltering place like the rest of us.
Oh God. I mean, I don't even know where to go with that. For those of you out there, look at, I don't know, Olivia, am I doing this right with the book here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looks good.
Did I have that right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It takes two producers to do this show. It takes Olivia and Benny. And there's like five other people behind them. Okay, Kim is mm-hmm. the author of this book joining me here today. But it takes more than just saying she's the author of the book, right? Anybody can write a book except me. I have yet to write my book, but I'm getting very close. We have my book title. Yes. Oh my God. I need a spiritual treatment.
I will give you one.
Holy cow. But what got my attention was, I've read every book on intention. I have interviewed Wayne Dyer multiple times. You know, bless him watching down yes. on us right now.
Yes, he is.
Yep. But I've not gotten a book that breaks it down for me because I really am a girl from the streets in New York. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought the best day of my life was climbing up on them monkey bars. That was like, I thought my life, how does it get any better than that in my mm-hmm. life, right? Or playing handball. I'm a mean handball player. Just saying. But I find my life surreal now. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because there are these moments where I am so grateful. And Kim, this is related to you. I want to ask you about this. Before we knew we were going to do a crowdfunding initiative and it's coming out next week, before we knew that, I sat down in front of my camera and I'm not really, Olivia will tell you, I'm not like really the camera video person.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a message that I had to get out.
Beautiful.
And I was really struck by some sadness of a friend of mine. And I sat down in 6 minutes. It turns out to be, I talked about the power of gratitude
mm-hmm.
and the power of possibility and the power of action and what we're made of. But even with that,
mm-hmm.
I didn't quite have what you're talking about. And that is to be able to reflect on my life and say, I did have to learn to put A and B together and then C. And you're doing that in the book. So what I wanted to talk with you about is, as we look at ourselves and your story, man, you lost everything in a fire. My mom died in a fire.
Oh,
so I'm very aware of fire.
Yeah.
But I want to know, how did you use this point in the book, Living a Life in Intention? How did that help you through this horrific experience? Keep you out of expectation.
Mm. So the beauty of intention is that when we are living in intention, it naturally takes us out of expectation. It is the solution to if we ever catch ourselves in expectation, I'll say to people, take a breath and think, what's your intention right now? Now, those words, that's my favorite question. My children, every day they went to school, it's the last thing they heard. What's your intention? What's your intention? So it's a natural order of occurrence in our lives that with every situation, whether it's a meeting, whether it's a fire, whether it's trying to rebuild a house, it's what's my intention now? Because the universal field is waiting for that intention, for clarity, for me to be clear what it is I'm calling forth so it can respond to it. So in those moments, it went in layers. So the very first shock of hearing everything is gone. Yes, that really was your house. It's gone. Here's the picture on the news. You've lost everything. After those initial tears, the intention was, let me allow my heart to just weep and feel what it's feeling. Because if I avoided the feeling tones, I would have been stuck and would have been stuffing something. So I went straight through it. I took it as if, all right, I'm going straight through this. The, whatever level of sadness comes up, I'm going to move through that. My intention is to be gentle with myself. So when we remember intentions are based in qualities, not outcomes, that's a very important key to this book, and where we all have an access point there is that I wasn't aiming to say, well, my expectation is I better have a house in a year. I would have been highly disappointed. It's been a year and a half and our community is still healing. So when my intention is to call forth that my house is built with speed and accuracy and love and all needs met, and that everything lines up for its highest good to be built, there's nothing in that that had expectation. So the universal field can respond to all those qualities, that it's built with accuracy, love, that everything lines up for the highest good for that house. Now, what happens with that is then I'm not here in disappointment of, see, it didn't happen as fast as it should. It should have happened in a year. The house isn't built. Instead, it's the intention's being fulfilled right now. And then I leave room for miracles. Because when we push our control and expectation, lots of times we're not leaving room for the miraculous to land, because we're operating from the field of, well, this is what, and excuse me on this, but I know best. And when we operate on just what I know best, lots of times that's limited to this human experience. It's not, you know, spirit is unlimited. Spirit has a vision for the buildup of this house that's even beyond mine. So if I limit it that it has to be just this certain things, then I'm going to stay stuck in expectation. So it came in layers, you know, of here's now what's my intention. Then my intention came really clear that when I asked spirit, what's my intention, overall intention now to move through this healing? And the word that came up was flexibility. And I thought, that's interesting. That's interesting. I thought I was a really flexible person, but here's the beauty of that. When I took it on, I was like, okay, my intention is to stand in flexibility. My intention is to allow myself to be flexible and fluid through this process of healing and rebuilding. Now, if I didn't have that intention, the times that I had to move, like I said, six times in the midst of change, and where am I going and what are we doing now and where am I getting clothes from? Where am I going to see my clients at? If I wasn't flexible, I would have been stuck in what wasn't working. So see, I asked the question, you were talking earlier today in your other show, and I loved it, about the power of our questions. That question, what is my intention now? I listened. Flexibility brought me.
Yeah, I love what you're talking about. Look, we got a couple of people. I want to shout out to Linda and Brian. So one of the things Linda's saying on Facebook, and let me just bring it up to you because it's beautiful. It really taps into what you're saying here, Kim. Linda says, the energy of expectation, how do you use the word? Do you get caught in expectation? Intention propels you forward.
Yes.
Linda. because let's take that statement as being the truth.
Yes.
If that's true, then what expectation will do, it will keep us stuck.
Exactly.
That's crust busting.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's wonderful to know, oh, if I'm in expectation, oh, just take a breath, gently see it, get right back to, then what is my intention? That gets you out of expectation. It propels you into energy.
I want to ask you about, there's so many things in the book, but I want to get to one part of the book and really go through them with you.
Okay.
You know, you say to move through a transformation with more grace and less pain, it is necessary to intentionally cultivate these qualities. Mm-hmm. Courage, resilience, trust, flexibility, self-love, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I want to talk about these. Now, I want to talk about one in particular, mm-hmm. and then back into the others. of course, I'm going to pick this one. You can always tell when people have personal issues, right? The one I'm going to pick is trust.
Mm.
And not so much, I mean, I study trust. Mm-hmm. With broken promises for 10 years. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I could tell you, it is the one thing, trust and respect in all of my research, right? I could tell you this, those are the two, boy, they are like, that is like a hot knife on butter. Mm-hmm. I had to give a shout out to Brian. Hi, Brian. But I want to talk about trust, because does trust from your perspective, where does that begin?
Okay, so I believe that we have this opportunity to look at it this way. Trust to me begins the second we are born. The second we are born, when we are born, our body temples come out of our beautiful mothers. And when they do, we begin to take breath. Now, when we take our first breath, nobody ever says to us, whoa, 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 you better hold on to that breath. Don't, because that's all you're going to get. You got to hold on. We automatically, our entire body system trusts that we can exhale. And here's another inhale that we could exhale. So to me, I believe our very first lesson in trust came the second we were born. If we could remember that, that we could trust, if somebody says to me, Kim, I don't trust that there's God or the universe. And I'll ask, what do you trust? Are you trusting that your heart is beating? Are you trusting that you're breathing right now? What is the inner sanctuary of your soul? Can you find a place in there that you trust? And when I realized our very first breath was a lesson of trust, we could use that the rest of our life to know, oh, I'm still breathing. I'm trusting that something is continuing to function quite well here without me saying, body, now you got to exhale. Now I got to inhale. Like that's the beginning of trust. And did you read the intention on the trust page? Cause that's a good one.
Yeah. I've got it. So like, I got the book right here with that, right?
Page 96 at the top.
Right. So let's take a look under the hood.
Yeah.
My intention is to surrender to deep trust, to know I am guided and supported with every breath I take. Mm-hmm. See, that is to me the essence of whether or not, personally me, I live as a victim for most of my life, or I emerge victorious as something else. Mm-hmm. That right there has been the key for me. And I got to tell you, I'm not perfect. I don't do things perfect. I'm not perfect. I don't always say things perfectly. I will mispronounce your name, probably give out the wrong website, but I do know that the book is called the Technology. But there is something, and this is what my book is about, because I've tried to write books like everybody else. I'm not that person. I was never that kid. I was never the smartest knife in the drawer. That was not me. But I had something else. I had what I now know is street smart. Mm-hmm. I practice spirituality as street smart spirituality because it works for me.
Love that.
Right? But one of the things in the book that if people don't stop, they'll blow by what this passage, and I want to read it. It says, the difference between knowledge and wisdom is... Mm-hmm. Knowledge is something you know, but wisdom is something you live. And I'm telling you that I'm not here because I'm smart. I didn't even graduate with a doctorate because I was smart. All of this came from a passion and purpose. You know, my doctorate thesis and all that 10 years of research was because I was watching the atrocity in 1992 of people losing their jobs. I mean, we look back at that now, but we're going through it again. It is the violation of the psychological contract. That's what it is. That's what I study. It's like a big, long title. Mm-hmm. But in the end, what I found people say in all of my research, thousands of pages I have of this research, of interview notes, respect is something that comes to the forefront. It is something that people point to, and they always, almost always say, I've got to respect myself. Mm-hmm. Isn't that part of the energy of what you're talking about?
That was one of those qualities of self-love, you bet. Because if we don't have self-respect first, then we're looking out into the world again for either somebody to give us something to love ourselves instead of starting at the core. And self-love is a foundation of self-care. It is a spiritual practice. And that is where I talk a lot about acknowledgements, is acknowledgements near the end of the book on that chapter is like a deposit in the bank account of self-love every day. Every acknowledgement, every statement of today, I acknowledge myself that I showed up and moved through this world with more kindness. Today, I took a breath before I said something to someone that was meaningful. Today, I received something. I acknowledged myself that I was willing to receive this blessing. Every single acknowledgement is a deposit in the bank account of self-love. And if we are self-loving beings, we are loving to our others, we are loving to the earth. I went for a run this morning, first thing in the morning, and I run through these beautiful mountains. And I do this a lot, but today being Earth Day, it was intentional that my intention was to just bring the vibration of love to every step upon the earth, so that as I'm walking, and I teach this to small children, is that as we're walking, the vibration that's moving through our body temple down through the bottom of our feet into the planet Earth is the vibration of love and peace. And that vibration is felt in the earth, across the earth, through to the other side, wherever it is. But our willingness to walk in self-love, in love with others, to practice forgiveness, to practice acceptance, to be resilient in our ability to continue to practice even when it's hard, is the ability to continue to live an awakened life. I don't want to live any other kind of life. Being asleep and missing one detail of this life does not interest me. I want to catch every bit of it. It's so exciting. Even the hard stuff is exciting.
And really, that leads me to, you know, talking about this now, because we're here today. And if anybody were to come forward today and look at what an intention, what kind mm-hmm. of intention mm-hmm. might we set for ourselves, for the world, for the earth, it would be you. Mm. And you know, this is something that, as you're out there as a spiritual teacher, as a practitioner, you know, you are that person that people look at, you know, to hold the faith for them where they can't hold it, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. really borrowing faith. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. But in the world we live in today, and certainly from what you've written in this fabulous book, and congratulations, by the
way. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm very grateful.
You know, your passionate power might be just what we need to carry mm.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for that. It's definitely something I've had to surrender to, is that I'm very passionate about this. I'm very passionate about assisting others with tools for their awakening, which is why when I'll have people call and say, you're not available. I'll go, no, I'm still with a client, or I'm still with a group of people that are lighting up in their own inner wake up. And we're all here to walk together to be the place for another to light up of their own wake up. Every story you tell lights somebody else up in possibility. Every door that we open for someone else just allows the world to keep remembering. We get to remember we're in the midst of a humanity evolution. Like, we're having an evolutionary jump for humanity right now. And what are we bringing in that jump is really important. What am I participating? Yesterday, a client was upset and caught in the upset of what's going on. And I said, can I ask you a question? And he said, yes. And I said, I understand you're upset, and I can honor where you're at. And my question after that is, what are you willing to bring to the table in the upset? What are you willing to give? What is yours to give in this time in human history? Whether it is acceptance, whether it is a voice, whether it is, you know, individuals who are really speaking up today, because it's Earth Day, we all have an opportunity to be present to deliver our gifts right now, and the world needs it.
And I love what you just said, because let's talk about this. I know we've got a few minutes left. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I think some of us have learned, perhaps the hard way, is everything is energy. Mm-hmm. But the energy of giving is equally as important as the energy of receiving.
Yes.
And that is a lesson everybody has to learn.
Yes.
But in the world we're living in today, you know, I wonder, as you're working with people, as I'm working mm-hmm. with people, you know, how can we continue to help people rise up? Now, I do know one thing, making sure you're going for a run every day or every other day or whatever you're doing, you got to take care of yourself first.
Yes.
I couldn't be here doing this.
Right.
You know, I still, in my own frustration about not what's going on, but about how to provide the financial resources for my team. Mm. You know, we are going to do crowdfunding next week because we want to save the voices of our other independent mm-hmm. hosts, mm-hmm. right? We really mm-hmm. want to do
yes.
that. We raise money for them.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'll go by the wayside of independent media people, and we can't allow that to happen. It's heartbreaking, Kim. It's so heartbreaking. And you know it. You work with people. I work with people. Mm-hmm. I work with women in recovery. I know what it's like for people to be battling whether or not to take a drink today.
Yes.
I know what it's like for people to try to go to their bank to get money. But I can't help everyone. What mm-hmm. I can do is I could do what we're doing here and make sure that conversations like yours
yes.
is always going to be available.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your passion and thank you for your drive and your gifts that you give so abundantly. Thank you. I'm very grateful to you.
Look at last question. How do we find out more? How do we get a copy of the book? And what do you want to leave us with? What's your personal message? Give us, and thank you for that beautiful intention.
Absolutely. I'm happy to write as whatever, however many you need or desire.
I'm ready. I'm ready for more.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, Kim. How do we find out about you?
Amazon today and purchase the book. I'd be thrilled and honored. Please follow me on my website. There you can sign up for my newsletter, which will keep you informed on where I'm speaking, because I'm speaking all over the world right now. And we'll be having different book launches in different cities. So please go to kimstanwoodterranova.com and sign up, as well as follow me on Instagram at Kim Stanwood, and on Facebook, Kim Stanwood Terranova. Follow me, please. And please assist me to get this book to the world. I want it to get to children all over the world. I would like it to be in all different languages so that it can assist everyone to continue to activate this field of possibility through the power of intention, because we are creating no matter what. I want us to create consciously. And what I want to leave you with today is the intention that we can stand in faith and knowledge and stand in wisdom to know that this one presence of love is leading us onward with divine solutions and possibilities in areas that we haven't even seen yet. But something miraculous is being birthed, and our intention is to live the wisdom that we're gaining in these quiet moments when we're back in the world, that we're living them full out and that we never forget.